I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We've been talking about some holiday kinds of recipes, and we'll do that again. This one today, Miss Nene, I don't connect with a holiday, but it could be a nice choice as an alternative to kind of the normal, traditional is a better word.
Yes, that's true. And it's a great recipe to continue baking year-round, or even into the colder winter months when the snow's outside and you want that lovely warm aroma of cinnamon and sugar and apples baking. This is a great recipe, and I just had so much fun making it and actually reading about it to start with, because the recipe was developed by the professionals, by the test kitchen staff at Cook's Country, and which is a part of America's Test Kitchen.
And we should say, I interrupt. Baked apple dumplings is what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So, yes, this test kitchen, they test all kinds of things. I mean, things sometimes I think we don't even think about, but is a part of our enjoyment and, you know, the flavor and the appearance and all of that.
And did you know, LaVon, that apple dumplings were a part of Snow White's history?
I don't remember that.
I love that piece of history that was associated with this article, because it says apple dumplings were so loved that even in 1937, when Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was made, Snow White made them to persuade the Seven Dwarfs to let her stay. Now, how about that?
And I think I have to go watch Snow White.
Me too. Maybe there's a child's video out there that we can go see.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, these baked apple dumplings are unique in many respects. And probably for me, the highlight is the fact that when I have baked apple dumplings before, the recipe has included making this wonderful sugar butter sauce, putting some of it into the bottom of a baking dish, surrounding apples with cored and peeled apples with a dough, maybe a biscuit dough perhaps, or even a pie dough, and placing those wrapped apples into the sauce, and then drizzling more sauce over the top and putting the pan into the oven.
So that makes for a soggy bottom sometimes.
It really does. Not that they're not tasty.
Right.
Very much
right.
So. But that's what was unique with this recipe, because the dumpling is baked without any sauce. The sauce is made separately and poured on later when you're ready to eat the dumpling.
And in your experience, did that make it have a better quality over several days?
Very much so. I have the recipe when I made it, because there's just the two of us at home. And we extended those apple dumplings out into 5 days worth of dessert. The dumpling itself was just this beautiful, still flaky crust, flaky top on it, beautifully baked apple inside. And then when I wanted sauce to put on top of it, just before serving, I would heat that sauce in the microwave and pour it over the top of the dumpling. It was just absolutely great, LaVon. You know what another favorite of this recipe is? The top of the dumpling, before it was baked, was brushed with beaten egg white and then sprinkled with a cinnamon and sugar mixture. When it baked then, there was this awesomely thin and crackly cinnamon sugar glaze that was over the top of the dumpling. And let me tell you, with every bite, we got some of that glaze, and it just melted in your mouth. That was the first thing to melt in my mouth. And then the next thing was the dough, the texture of it was just so smooth and wonderful and flaky. And uniquely with this dough recipe, it does call for both butter and shortening. Now, when you make pie, a lot of recipes call for both butter and shortening.
So this is more like a pie dough than a biscuit dough.
Mm-hmm. Even though there is sugar in this crust, baking powder, salt, all-purpose flour, and then the shortening and butter, and even, LaVon, some cold buttermilk. Now, why that? What did that do? Well, that tenderizes the gluten, and oh, that dough was just a dream to handle. It was so soft and tender, even in the rolling process, in the shaping process, and then in the eating process. It was a tremendous recipe.
Easy and yummy. What better thing could you have?
Yes.
And now, this starts with an apple, though. We got to talk about apples, because one of the things that people have asked me, I'm sure they've asked you when you talk about apple recipes, is what kind of apples should I use? And there's just this myriad of all kinds of apples that we get from all over the world.
Yes. When the home economist tested this recipe and was trying to make the perfect baked apple dumpling, she used a variety of apples and discovered that a Granny Smith, which I would associate with baking, ended up being too tart for this particular setting. But what they did like was the Golden Delicious. Now, some of the apples might have, such as a Macintosh, I'm not sure if she used a Jonathan, but she did try a Macintosh, and the apple just baked into
mush. It gets mushy, yes. And so you're not going to have that nice shape when you get done. Mm-hmm. But the Golden Delicious held a shape, but still was tender.
Yes.
And it's kind of fun to have. Everybody, I think, has heard of a Delicious, but this is the Golden Delicious almost always available. What a great apple to start with.
Now,
do we core that apple?
We do, but we do it in a different way than oftentimes might be thought of when we're making an apple dumpling. When I would do apple dumplings, I'd core it right through the center, the axis, the vertical axis.
We buy those apple corers, even. You just push it down through, and we take out that whole center. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to do that this time.
No. The home economist discovered that if the apple was sliced horizontally or through the equator, is how she described it, which I thought, that's a good way to describe it, then scoop out the core and the seeds, and I used a melon scooper, but you could easily use a knife, whatever, and take those out. It makes for an apple, and then it's stuffed with this with the sugar and cinnamon mixture, and also butter and raisins if you choose to use raisins.
You could probably put nuts in there too.
Oh, you could. Yes, you could easily use nuts. I would want a firm nut and probably toast it ahead of time to get that taste. But when put into and tucked into the cored part of the horizontally cut apples, then it was just a perfect size to wrap that square of dough around and seal the top edges of the dough.
The other advantage I can see is when you core down the way we usually do, a lot of times that filling all ends up at the bottom.
You know, the recipe does say watch so that you don't cut off the bottom of the apple or go through all the way through the apple.
Right.
Well, that happened with me. It would go, my corer went through the bottom of the apple, and I thought, oh, what's going to happen here? You know, no, it was no big deal.
It worked out just fine. To the bottom. Okay.
No, it didn't. It held. It seemed the apple and the filled apple seemed to hold itself and its texture so well inside that dough when it was baked. And perhaps, again, it might have been because it wasn't sitting in sogginess during it was baking that could make that dough fall apart in the bottom and have all the goodies run out into the sauce in the pan.
So we have the apple, the filled apple. We have the dough. Mm-hmm. Now we need to, and that's going to be baked in the oven?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's baked on a parchment-lined cookie sheet or baking sheet, yes. The dumplings are baked for, 20 to 25 minutes
in the oven,
and then cooled for 10 minutes and before the sauce is applied,
if you want to serve them right away.
Sure.
So what's yummy in the sauce?
Okay, well, it starts with apple cider, and so you're going to get even a more intense apple flavor with that. It's apple cider, water, sugar, ground cinnamon, unsalted butter, and then for a splash of flavor enhancement and brightness, lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
It's very, very good and adds just such a brightening effect to the sauce itself. That then is made and cooked down so that it's reduced to about 1.5 cups. I actually cooked mine longer and reduced it to a little bit less than that because I wanted it.
I wanted it thicker,
but I also probably was doing something else and forgot to check the stove.
As long as it didn't burn, you're okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's supposed to reduce about 15 minutes worth of time. Then the butter and lemon juice are whisked in after that sugar and water mixture are cooked.
Then if you heat that up, I think you said earlier, you don't have to cover all the apples now. You can hold that apple dumpling until you're ready to use it to put the sauce over it and heat it up in the microwave. And
I didn't try this, and it wasn't tested by the test kitchen staff, but I'm also thinking that after some of those dumplings were baked, and even prior to that, they probably could have been frozen. And again, because they weren't sitting in sogginess, and then when it was time to bake, and you wanted your own special hot apple dumpling or two of them, bake them at that point and put sauce on them. I discovered, too, that this, what's called as a cider sauce, is really good on other items too.
Sure.
If you want a caramel apple topping for a cake, that's a wonderful topping as well.
Okay, and now we'll be able to find this recipe.
Oh, yes, at our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nini. There you will find the podcast, what we just talked about today, along with the recipe for baked apple dumplings with the cider sauce and a picture that will accompany it. I certainly hope you would try this recipe because it is great and I think you will truly enjoy it. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.